If you wish to be a Stoic, you must understand that external things cannot upset you. It's only your opinions about these things that can. In Stoicism, events themselves are seen as subjective. They simply are what they are. But our interpretation of these events, the subjective lens through which we view them, is what can upset us or empower us. You see, the Stoics were keen on utilizing their minds for their own benefit. They took life's raw materials, the events beyond their control, and focused solely on how these could be advantageous to them. This is a true Stoic, a mind that finds strength and opportunity in every twist and turn of fate. Lesson 1. Mastering your perception to navigate modern distractions. In an era dominated by the incessant noise of social media, the relentless influx of information, and the constant allure of entertainment, the Stoic philosophy of Marcus Aurelius offers a sanctuary of peace and clarity. The cornerstone of Stoicism, as Aurelius teaches, is the understanding that we hold dominion over our minds and not the chaotic whirlwind of external events that seek to disrupt our inner tranquility. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength, Aurelius asserts. This lesson, foundational to the practice of Stoicism, illuminates the path to serenity amidst modern-day distractions. By adopting this perspective, we empower ourselves to sift through the barrage of information and stimuli with discernment, focusing solely on what truly merits our attention and energy. The Stoic practice begins with a rigorous examination of our perceptions, challenging us to differentiate between the objective reality of events and our subjective interpretations of them. In the face of overwhelming media, social networking sites, and entertainment options, it's easy to become ensnared in a cycle of constant reaction, losing sight of our agency in the process. However, by applying Aurelius's wisdom, we learn to pause, reflect, and ask ourselves, is this within my control? Does it align with my values and goals? This reflective practice acts as a filter, enabling us to concentrate our efforts on activities that are meaningful and enriching, rather than being swept away by the tide of digital noise and societal pressures. It's a call to intentional living where every choice is made not out of compulsion or habit, but through the clear lens of Stoic discernment. Embracing this Stoic lesson requires not just understanding, but consistent application. In our daily lives, bombarded by notifications, news cycles, and the latest trends, the practice of returning to our Stoic center becomes vital. Whenever we find our equanimity disturbed by the din of external distractions, we must quickly realign with our Stoic principles, as Aurelius advises. This doesn't mean withdrawing from the world or eschewing technology altogether, but adopting a stance of vigilant guardianship over our attention and time. By continuously engaging in this practice, we not only fortify our resilience against the distractions of the modern world, but also cultivate a life of purpose, depth, and tranquility. In doing so, we live not as passive consumers of our culture, but as Stoics who, in the midst of chaos, find strength, focus, and serenity within the fortress of their own minds. Lesson 2. The simplicity of living and the power of focus. In the relentless hustle of today's world, where technology and consumerism promise happiness, yet often deliver only distraction, the Stoic philosophy offers a refreshing antidote, the pursuit of simplicity. Marcus Aurelius, a sage in the art of living, teaches that distraction stems from an excess of things. This principle, though ancient, resonates profoundly with the contemporary soul, besieged by the noise of modern distractions. The call to simplicity is not merely about minimizing physical possessions, but extends to a more crucial domain: the simplification of our mental and emotional landscapes. By choosing a simpler lifestyle, we reject the external clamor for our attention and instead cultivate a focused, purposeful existence. Cultivating inner quietude. In an age where information overload and digital clutter are the norms, cultivating inner quietude becomes an act of rebellion. This quietude is not about the absence of sound, but about fostering a state of mental and emotional calm that remains undisturbed by the world's chaos. Stoicism, teaches us to build an inner citadel, a fortress of peace that external circumstances cannot breach. To achieve this, we must regularly detach ourselves from the stimuli that incessantly demand our attention. Social media, news, emails, and turn inward, practicing mindfulness and meditation. These practices allow us to observe our thoughts and emotions without attachment, granting us the clarity to recognize which external influences truly merit our attention and which do not. By prioritizing our inner quietude, we create a sanctuary within ourselves, a place of serenity we can always return to, regardless of the external noise. The discipline of focus. The discipline of focus is an essential skill in the Stoics' arsenal against the cacophony of modern life. In a society that celebrates multitasking and perpetual busyness, Stoicism invites us to do the opposite, to concentrate fully on the task at hand as if it were the last thing we were doing in our lives. This intense focus is not about rigidity, but about fully engaging with our present actions and responsibilities, giving them the attention and care they deserve. It's about doing one thing at a time, with precision and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, and with justice, as Aurelius advises. This approach not only enhances the quality of our work, but also our satisfaction with life itself. By narrowing our focus, we shield ourselves from the distractions that fragment our attention and dilute our efforts. In doing so, we find not only productivity, but also a deeper sense of fulfillment in our daily endeavors. The discipline of focus, therefore, is not merely a technique for efficiency, but a philosophical stance, affirming the value of each moment and our capacity to choose how we spend our finite time. In adhering to the Stoic principles of simplicity and focus, we navigate the modern world with grace and equanimity. By cultivating inner quietude and practicing the discipline of focus, we learn to ignore the noise that surrounds us, choosing instead a life of meaning, purpose, and tranquility. Lesson 3: Embracing Stoic Resilience in the Digital Age. In the digital age, where distractions are not just a byproduct, but often the very essence of our daily interactions, Stoicism offers an enduring solution: resilience. This ancient philosophy, with its emphasis on inner strength and the cultivation of a virtuous life, provides a blueprint for navigating the complexities of modern existence without being swayed by its incessant demands. The Stoics understood that life's challenges, including the lure of distractions, are opportunities for growth and self-improvement. By adopting a Stoic mindset, we can approach the digital world with intention, using technology as a tool for enhancement rather than a source of endless diversion. This lesson delves into how we can apply Stoic principles to develop resilience against the noise of modern distractions, focusing on the cultivation of self-control and the practice of reflection. Cultivating self-control. In the context of modern distractions, self-control is the ability to resist the immediate gratification offered by digital notifications, social media scrolls, and the constant barrage of information. The Stoic practice of self-control is not about denying pleasure, but about recognizing and prioritizing long-term satisfaction and well-being over short-term impulses. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this and you will find strength. By applying this principle, we learn to pause and evaluate our responses to potential distractions, asking ourselves whether engaging with them contributes to our personal growth and aligns with our values. This moment of pause is crucial. It gives us the space to choose our actions consciously rather than reacting automatically. To cultivate self-control, we can set boundaries around our use of technology, designate times for checking emails or social media, and engage in digital detoxes. These practices help us regain control over our time and attention, empowering us to live more fully in the present and focus on what truly matters. The practice of reflection. Reflection, a cornerstone of Stoic practice, involves regularly examining our thoughts, actions, and the motivations behind them. In the fight against modern distractions, reflection serves as a powerful tool for understanding our susceptibility to digital noise and for reaffirming our commitment to living a Stoic life. By reflecting on our daily experiences, we can identify patterns of behavior that lead us toward distraction and away from our core values. This process of self-examination allows us to course correct, making more mindful decisions about how we interact with technology and allocate our attention. Reflection can be facilitated through journaling, meditation, or simply spending time in nature, any activity that encourages introspection and provides clarity. Through regular reflection, we develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world, which in turn strengthens our resilience against the distractions that vie for our attention. Embracing stoic resilience in the digital age means more than just resisting the pull of distractions. It involves actively shaping our lives around principles of self-control and reflection. By cultivating these practices, we not only diminish the power of external noise, but also enhance our capacity for fulfillment, virtue, and peace. In doing so, we honor the stoic commitment to living a life that is both meaningful and reverent, regardless of the era in which we find ourselves. Lesson 4: Nurturing stoic mindfulness amidst digital chaos. In today's digital landscape, where distractions not only compete for our attention, but often seize it with little resistance, the stoic practice of mindfulness emerges as a beacon of clarity and purpose. Mindfulness, in the stoic sense, entails a deep awareness of the present moment, coupled with a discerning judgment about what is essential and what is not. This ancient philosophical stance offers a compelling counterpoint to the fragmentation of attention and the superficial engagement that typify our interactions with the digital world. By nurturing stoic mindfulness, we equip ourselves with the ability to navigate the incessant stream of information and stimuli with equanimity and intention. This lesson explores the practical application of stoic mindfulness in cultivating a serene and focused mind amidst the digital chaos that surrounds us. The art of present moment awareness. Stoic mindfulness begins with the cultivation of present moment awareness. This practice involves consciously directing our attention to the here and now, observing our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment or attachment. In the context of modern distractions, such awareness acts as a filter, helping us to distinguish between what truly demands our attention and what can be set aside. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness." By adopting this focused approach to our daily tasks and interactions, we not only enhance our efficiency but also our satisfaction with the work at hand. Present moment awareness requires discipline and practice, especially when faced with the allure of digital notifications and the habit of mindless scrolling. However, by regularly engaging in activities that foster mindfulness, such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even mindful walking, we strengthen our ability to remain centered and undistracted in the digital age. Discerning judgment and selective engagement. Another critical aspect of stoic mindfulness is the practice of discerning judgment and selective engagement. This involves making conscious choices about where to allocate our attention and energy, based on the stoic principles of virtue and wisdom. In a world where every app and website vies for our engagement, the ability to say no to what is unnecessary becomes invaluable. The Stoics teach us that not every event, opinion, or trend deserves our reaction or even our notice. By applying discerning judgment, we learn to navigate the digital realm with a clear sense of purpose, engaging only with content that enriches our lives and aligns with our values. This selective engagement not only guards against the overwhelm of digital clutter, but also ensures that our interactions with technology are meaningful and fulfilling. It's about quality over quantity, depth over breadth in our digital consumption. Nurturing stoic mindfulness amidst digital chaos is not a passive retreat from technology, but an active, deliberate approach to living wisely and well in the modern world. By cultivating present moment awareness and practicing discerning judgment, we reclaim our attention from the grip of distractions, directing it instead toward what truly matters. In doing so, we embody the stoic ideal of a life lived with purpose, tranquility, and resilience even amidst the tumult of the digital age. Lesson 5: establishing stoic boundaries for a balanced digital life. In an age where the digital world is both a tool and a trap, establishing stoic boundaries becomes essential for maintaining balance and preserving our mental well-being. The Stoics, with their focus on virtue, self-control, and rationality, offer invaluable lessons on setting limits that protect our time, attention, and emotional health from the relentless demands of digital distractions. By thoughtfully implementing Stoic boundaries, we can engage with technology in a way that serves us without becoming ensnared in its addictive patterns. This lesson explores how to apply Stoic wisdom to create a balanced digital life, focusing on the practical steps we can take to minimize distractions and maximize our engagement with the real world. Prioritizing real-world interactions. One of the fundamental Stoic boundaries involves prioritizing real-world interactions over virtual ones. The Stoics understood the value of direct, personal engagement in fostering meaningful relationships and personal growth. In contrast, the digital realm often offers a diluted version of connection, marked by superficial interactions and a false sense of community. To establish this boundary, we must consciously choose to invest time and energy in face-to-face conversations, communal activities, and solitary pursuits that cultivate our inner selves. This might mean setting specific times of the day when digital devices are put away, encouraging more in-person interactions with family and friends, or engaging in hobbies and activities that do not involve screens. By doing so, we not only enrich our personal lives, but also strengthen our resilience against the isolating effects of excessive digital consumption. Controlling digital consumption. The Stoic principle of moderation is key to controlling digital consumption. Marcus Aurelius reminded us that we ought to choose the simplest lifestyle, for distraction comes from a surplus of things. Applying this to our digital habits, we must be discerning about the content we consume, the apps we use, and the amount of time we spend online. Establishing Stoic boundaries in this context means setting limits on our digital engagement. Whether through the use of screen time tracking apps, designating tech-free zones in our homes, or committing to regular digital detoxes, these practices help us to cultivate a sense of digital minimalism, where our interactions with technology are intentional and purposeful, rather than compulsive or mindless. It's about creating a space where technology serves as a tool for our well-being, rather than a source of endless distraction. Establishing Stoic boundaries for a balanced digital life is an ongoing process, requiring constant vigilance and adjustment as our circumstances and technology itself evolve. However, by prioritizing real-world interactions and controlling our digital consumption through the application of Stoic principles, we can navigate the complexities of the modern world with greater ease and contentment. This approach not only enhances our personal and social well-being, but also aligns with the Stoic pursuit of a virtuous, meaningful life, one that is lived in accordance with nature and reason, even in the midst of a digitally saturated age. Lesson 6. Cultivating inner calm in the digital tempest. In the quest to ignore the noise of modern distractions, embracing digital solitude stands out as a transformative practice. Solitude, from a Stoic perspective, is not about loneliness or isolation, but about finding strength and clarity within oneself. It's a deliberate withdrawal from the digital chatter to reconnect with our thoughts, values, and the essence of who we are. In this quiet space, free from the constant ping of notifications and the lure of endless scrolling, we find the opportunity to reflect, to dream, and to plan with intention. The practice of digital solitude involves setting aside dedicated times for disconnection, where we can engage in activities that nourish our souls. Reading, writing, meditating, or simply being in nature. These moments of solitude are not empty or unproductive. Rather, they are the fertile ground in which our deepest insights and inspirations take root. By regularly embracing digital solitude, we reclaim our attention and our inner peace, fortifying ourselves against the incessant demands of the digital world. Developing Stoic detachment. Developing Stoic detachment is crucial in mitigating the impact of modern distractions on our lives. This doesn't mean adopting a cold or indifferent attitude towards the world, but cultivating a healthy distance from the things that vie for our attention. recognizing that they do not define us or our happiness. Stoic detachment teaches us to engage with digital media and technology without becoming emotionally entangled or allowing them to dictate our self-worth and mood. It's about observing the impulses to check our phones or browse social media and choosing not to act on them automatically. This practice is grounded in the Stoic principle that we have control over our reactions, not over external events or the actions of others. By developing this form of detachment, we enhance our ability to focus on what truly matters: our actions, our virtues, and our contributions to the world around us. Through Stoic detachment, we learn to use technology as a tool for our benefit, rather than letting it use us, leading to a more balanced and fulfilling digital life. In embracing digital solitude and developing Stoic detachment, we find powerful strategies for navigating the digital age with wisdom and equanimity. These practices enable us to step back from the brink of digital overload, to reassess our priorities, and to engage with the digital world on our terms. By doing so, we not only safeguard our mental and emotional well-being, but also live in closer alignment with Stoic principles, finding joy and purpose in a world that often seems designed to distract and dismay. Lesson 7: Fostering Stoic Resilience Against Digital Overwhelm. The first step in fostering Stoic resilience against digital overwhelm is to set clear intentions for our digital engagement. This Stoic practice involves reflecting on our core values and how our digital habits align with these values. By setting intentions, we move from passive consumers of digital content to active participants who use technology in a way that enriches our lives and supports our personal growth. This could involve intentions such as using social media to connect with loved ones and share meaningful moments, rather than mindlessly scrolling through feeds or choosing to consume digital content that inspires and educates, rather than that which fuels negativity or distraction. Setting intentions requires us to be mindful of the reasons behind our digital interactions and to make choices that reflect our true desires and values. It's about asking ourselves, does this digital activity contribute to my well-being and personal development, or does it detract from it? By regularly revisiting and refining our intentions, we can ensure that our digital habits remain aligned with our Stoic pursuit of a virtuous life. In fostering Stoic resilience against digital overwhelm, setting intentions for digital engagement and practicing Stoic reflection emerge as critical strategies. These practices enable us to approach the digital world with a sense of purpose and mindfulness, ensuring that our interactions with technology support our quest for a virtuous and fulfilling life. By aligning our digital habits with our core values and reflecting on our engagement with technology, we can mitigate the noise and distractions that pervade the digital landscape, finding peace and clarity amid the chaos. Lesson 8: The Stoic Path to Digital Moderation. In the Stoic pursuit of a balanced life, moderation stands out as a guiding principle. Especially in the context of our digital habits, the Stoic path to digital moderation is not about complete abstinence from technology. Rather, it's about finding a harmonious balance that aligns with our deeper values and life goals. This balance allows us to enjoy the benefits of connectivity and access to information while safeguarding our time, attention, and well-being. Digital moderation involves setting limits on our use of technology, such as designated tech-free hours or days, and being mindful of the quality rather than the quantity of our digital interactions. By practicing digital moderation, we honor the Stoic ideal of self-control and rational decision-making, choosing to engage with technology in ways that are meaningful, purposeful, and reflective of our true selves. Implementing Stoic practices for digital discipline. To walk the Stoic path to digital moderation, we can implement several practices that foster discipline and mindfulness in our interactions with technology. One effective practice is the Stoic exercise of periodic abstinence, where we intentionally refrain from using certain digital devices or platforms for a predetermined period. This exercise not only tests our self-control but also helps us appreciate our offline experiences more fully, providing a refreshing contrast to the constant digital engagement. Additionally, we can engage in daily or weekly reflections on our digital habits, assessing how they align with our intentions and identifying areas for improvement. Another valuable practice is to cultivate hobbies and interests that do not involve screens, encouraging us to find joy and fulfillment in the physical world. Through these Stoic practices, we develop a disciplined approach to technology, ensuring that our digital lives are in harmony with our philosophical ideals and contributing to our overall well-being. By embracing the Stoic path to digital moderation, we navigate the challenges of the digital age with wisdom and equanimity. Implementing Stoic practices for digital discipline empowers us to use technology intentionally in ways that enhance our lives without detracting from our pursuit of virtue, mindfulness, and personal growth. In doing so, we strike a balance that allows us to reap the benefits of the digital world while remaining anchored in the real world, fully engaged in the richness of our physical, emotional, and intellectual experiences. Lesson 9. Reclaiming focus in the age of distraction. In an era where digital distractions are omnipresent, vying for our attention from the moment we wake up to the moment we fall asleep, reclaiming our focus has become a crucial challenge. The Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on virtue, self-control, and rationality, offers profound insights into mastering our attention and directing it toward what truly matters. This lesson explores how we can apply Stoic principles to cultivate a deep and sustained focus, enabling us to navigate the age of distraction with grace and purpose. Understanding the value of attention. The first step in reclaiming our focus is to recognize the inherent value of our attention. In Stoicism, the concept of prosoche, or mindful attention, highlights the importance of being present and fully engaged in our current task or experience. This mindfulness is not just about productivity. It's a form of respect we show to ourselves and the people and tasks that merit our attention. By valuing our attention as a finite and precious resource, we become more judicious in how we allocate it, choosing to spend it on activities that align with our values and contribute to our growth. Strengthening the will to focus. Strengthening our will to focus amidst endless distractions requires discipline and practice, virtues that are central to Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, advocates for a life led with intention and purpose, free from the tyranny of pointless endeavors. To cultivate this disciplined focus, we can set specific, actionable goals for our attention each day, whether it's dedicating uninterrupted time to work, engaging in meaningful conversations with family and friends, or pursuing personal hobbies and interests. Implementing techniques such as the Pomodoro technique, digital minimalism, or scheduled technology breaks can help us manage our time and focus more effectively. Additionally, practicing mindfulness meditation can enhance our ability to bring our attention back to the present moment when we find it wandering, creating an environment conducive to focus. Our environment plays a significant role in our ability to maintain focus. To create a setting that supports concentration, we can draw on Stoic principles of simplicity and self-control. This might involve decluttering our physical and digital workspaces, turning off non-essential notifications, and establishing routines that signal to our minds, it's time to focus. The Stoics teach us that external conditions need not dictate our inner state. By actively shaping our surroundings to minimize distractions, we empower ourselves to remain focused, regardless of the external chaos. Reclaiming focus in the age of distraction is not merely a practical necessity, but a Stoic endeavor that aligns with the pursuit of a virtuous and purposeful life. By understanding the value of our attention, strengthening our will to focus, and creating environments that support our concentration, we can resist the pull of digital distractions. This Stoic approach enables us to live more intentionally, fully immersed in the richness of each moment and the tasks at hand, thus leading a life of productivity, fulfillment, and tranquility. Lesson 10. Cultivating contentment in a world of comparison. In today's digital landscape, where social media platforms are rife with curated images of perfection and success, it's easy to fall into the trap of constant comparison. This endless cycle of measuring our lives against others can lead to feelings of inadequacy, envy, and discontentment. Stoicism, with its focus on inner virtue and personal excellence, offers a powerful antidote to the discontent bred by digital comparison. This lesson delves into how Stoic principles can help us cultivate contentment in our lives, guiding us to appreciate our own journey without succumbing to the pressures of comparison. Embracing Stoic self-sufficiency. At the heart of Stoic philosophy is the concept of self-sufficiency, or autarkeia, which encourages finding fulfillment and happiness from within rather than relying on external circumstances or the approval of others. This principle teaches us to focus on our own progress and virtues, understanding that true contentment comes from living in accordance with our values and striving for personal improvement. By embracing Stoic self-sufficiency, we learn to appreciate our own achievements and qualities without feeling the need to compare them to those of others. This shift in perspective allows us to use social media and other digital platforms not as arenas for comparison but as tools for inspiration and connection. Recognizing that everyone's path is unique and that each individual's journey has its own value. Practicing gratitude and acceptance. Another Stoic practice that fosters contentment is the cultivation of gratitude and acceptance. By focusing on what we have rather than what we lack, we can counteract the feelings of envy and dissatisfaction that often arise from digital comparison. The Stoics advocate for a daily reflection on the things we are thankful for, including our abilities, relationships, and even the challenges that help us grow. This practice of gratitude shifts our focus from external validation to the richness of our own lives, fostering a deep sense of appreciation for the present moment. Moreover, Stoicism teaches us acceptance of our current situation, our limitations, and the fact that some things are beyond our control. This acceptance does not mean resignation, but rather an understanding that our effort and attitude are where our true power lies. By accepting what we cannot change and focusing our energy on what we can, we free ourselves from the discontentment fueled by comparison. Cultivating contentment in a world of comparison is an ongoing process that requires mindfulness, reflection, and a commitment to Stoic principles. By embracing self-sufficiency, practicing gratitude, and accepting our own journey, we can navigate the digital age with a sense of peace and fulfillment. This Stoic approach not only enhances our well-being, but also allows us to engage with digital media in a healthy and positive way, inspired by others' successes without feeling diminished by them. In doing so, we uphold the Stoic ideal of living a life marked by virtue, contentment, and resilience, even in the face of modern distractions. As we journey through the digital landscape, navigating the endless streams of notifications, comparisons, and distractions, let us carry with us the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. In a world that often seems designed to scatter our focus and disrupt our peace, the Stoic teachings offer a beacon of clarity and purpose. Remember, it is not the noise around us that defines our lives, but the tranquility and strength we cultivate within. By applying the lessons of mindfulness, moderation, and self-reflection, we not only reclaim our attention, but also discover a deeper sense of contentment and fulfillment. So as we move forward, let us embrace the challenge of living intentionally in an age of distraction. Let's commit to practices that ground us, values that guide us, and virtues that define us. And in moments when the digital world becomes overwhelming, let's remind ourselves of Marcus Aurelius's counsel to concentrate every minute on doing what's in front of us with genuine seriousness and tender willingness, freeing ourselves from all other distractions. Together, let's journey towards a life where focus, contentment, and purpose are not just ideals, but realities we live by every day. Ignoring the noise isn't just about turning away from the digital chaos. It's about turning towards a life of meaningful engagement, both online and off. In this quest, may we find that the greatest treasures are not found in our feeds or followers, but in the moments of connection, reflection, and peace that we cultivate amidst the noise.